Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 27th. You'll be interested to know. 63 years ago today, in 1962, NASA launched the Mariner 2 spacecraft, marking humanity's first successful interplanetary mission. This pioneering journey to Venus provided invaluable data about the planet's atmosphere and surface, significantly enhancing our understanding of the solar system. The success of Mariner 2 paved the way for future explorations, inspiring generations to reach beyond our world and explore the cosmos. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. This morning it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 3 feet. The wind is sideshore at 4 miles per hour. As the day goes on, we'll see the swell bump to 2 to 4 feet by 8, then 3+ feet by 9, but the onshore winds will make it choppy by 11. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5 feet at noon, followed by a 1.5-foot low tide just after 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. A steady 2 to 3 foot swell greets Friday, maintaining fair conditions early before winds shift and create choppy surfaces. Saturday sees a slight increase to 3+ feet, but conditions deteriorate with onshore winds, making for challenging surf throughout the day. By Sunday, expect a more consistent 2 to 4 foot swell, though choppy conditions persist, especially in the afternoon. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 71 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:20, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, but things will clear up by mid-morning with partly sunny skies and a high around 79, along with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with some patchy fog and a slight chance of rain after 11 p.m., a low of 69, and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers and patchy fog on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 80. Friday through Sunday will be mostly sunny, with highs around 81 to 82. And partly cloudy nights with lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego County Board of Supervisors took a significant step on August 26th, voting 3-2 to amend policies that would allow the county to utilize its financial reserves to address impending federal budget cuts. This proposal, championed by Chair Tara Lawson-Rimmer and Vice Chair Monica Montgomery Steph, aims to modify the reserve target calculation and recognize all locally controlled reserves, potentially unlocking around $380 million in flexible ward-controlled reserves. Lawson-Rimmer emphasized the reform as a crucial bridge to support essential services, while opponents expressed concerns over fiscal discipline. Public comments highlighted the urgency of assisting vulnerable residents. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever star and the number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, has been announced as Nike's newest signature athlete. This exciting partnership includes the launch of a unique logo, a collection of sportswear and apparel, and a signature sneaker set to debut in 2026. Clark expressed her pride in joining the ranks of all-time greats, emphasizing, "This is more than just a logo. It's a dream come true." Her logo collection will be available starting October 1st, with a navy and yellow shirt releasing on September 1st. Clark's remarkable journey continues as she breaks records and inspires fans globally. In local sports, last night at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, the Padres beat the Mariners 7-6. Ramon Laureano hit a grand slam in the first inning, powering the Friars early. Padres closer Ruiz earned his 35th save. The Padres finished with 12 hits and 0 errors, leaving 6 runners on base. The Padres' record improved to 75-58 as they take Game 2 of the series. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Mariners in Seattle for the final game of this 3-game series. Yu Darvish is 3-3, with a 5.36 earned run average, faces Brian Wu, who is 11-7 with a 2.94. First pitch at 1:10 under clear skies with a mild 74 degrees at T-Mobile Park. In top news, a new private school called Alpha School is making waves in Virginia, offering a unique education model for $65,000 a year. Students will study for just 2 hours a day using adaptive apps, while afternoons focus on essential life skills. Instead of traditional teachers, students will have guides. Co-founder Mackenzie Price emphasizes that children do not need to be in class all day. With support from influential backers, Alpha aims to expand into charter schools. Critics question the effectiveness of this model for less motivated students, but proponents argue it encourages individualized learning. In business news, tech executives are urging young people to rethink the value of college degrees in light of industry changes. Palantir CEO Alex Karp stated that work performance is far more important than educational background, claiming that joining Palantir guarantees career success. Apple CEO Tim Cook echoed this sentiment, noting that half of Apple's U.S. workforce lacks 4-year degrees. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang suggested he would choose different subjects if he were in college today. With many successful leaders in tech being dropouts, the conversation around education and skills is evolving, emphasizing adaptability and relevant experience over formal credentials. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $112,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,600. And XRP is up 4% to $3.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are making groundbreaking strides in translating the inner monologue, which could be a game changer for patients facing mobility issues or speech-related disabilities. A team at Stanford's Neural Prosthetics Translational Laboratory has developed a brain-computer interface, or BCI, that interprets neural activity from the brain's motor cortex, This method allows for the decoding of imagined speech, providing a voice to individuals unable to communicate effectively. While current technology has a limited vocabulary and an error rate of up to 33%, future improvements may enhance accuracy and restore fluent speech to those affected by paralysis. And in entertainment news, get ready for the 10 most important movies set to shape the awards season in 2025. From The Long Walk, based on a Steph King novel about a life-or-death walking contest, to One Battle After Another, featuring Paul Thomas Anderson and Leonardo DiCaprio, the lineup is intriguing. Dwayne Johnson stars in The Smashing Machine, while the Persian thriller It Was Just an Accident won the Palme d'Or this summer. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, Bugonia, starring Emma Stone, and Jay Kelly, featuring George Clooney, promised to captivate audiences. Finally, James Cameron's Avatar, Fire and Ash, and Chalamet's Marty Supreme round out this exciting year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "Leave the beaten track occasionally and dive into the woods. Every time you do so, you will be certain to find something that you have never seen before." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.